Welcome to the show, Hannah.
Yep. Hey, Lockie. Thanks for having me.
That's all right. Can you tell us a bit about Next Chapter? How does it work?
Yeah, for sure. So, like you said, Next Chapter provides career resources and strategies for students and young professionals, and we do that through a weekly newsletter with all the best tips and tricks and our jobs board for people to accelerate their career, a mentoring platform, and also events for talented young professionals.
So what advantages does Next Chapter provide that you didn't have when you were searching for careers?
Yeah, for sure. When I was searching for careers, I would always like scour the internet. I would just say I had a lot of career anxiety. And when I went and searched for articles and resources on careers advice and what I should actually do with my life, I found that a lot of the advice that existed on the internet was either too generic or hard to actually implement. And when I was doing this, it was quite disappointing to come up with a lot of resources and advice that was saying, oh, just do what you're passionate about or what you're good at. But I think when a lot of young people are given this kind of advice, they don't really know what to do from that point on. And so what we try to do is we find the best resources on the internet from talking to our lead recruiters and also leaders in the field to actually understand how you can build your career and what that actually looks like.
So what made you want to start freelancing, particularly co-founding your own startup?
Yeah, so what made me want to start freelancing was just feeling like when I was in school that I wasn't actually learning as much as I could, and also wanting to work on problems and areas that I was passionate about and actually cared about. So that's really what got me into it. And I think with my own startup right now, it's just focused on a problem that I had always struggled with and always wanted to provide a solution to.
And so do you have any other advice for people who want to turn their passion into freelance work?
Yeah. So I would start off with maybe a bit more of a generic piece of advice, which is just get started, because I think oftentimes people are very scared and apprehensive when they are wanting to start something. But further than that, I would like to kind of give people this idea that a lot of people don't really know what they're doing when they are starting freelance work or they're starting their own business or whatever. But all the tools and resources you actually need are just like on the internet, a YouTube video or a Google search away. So don't be scared that you don't know everything at the beginning, because most people that started didn't really know anything either.